Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Catholic Home Show on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Teresa, and in this episode, our guest is Dave, who in a previous season shared his insights and recommendations about relocating to a mass center, which some of our listeners may remember. So welcome back, Dave.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So today we are doing the third episode of a series discussing some of the key works of the renowned Father Dennis Fahey. We're continuing on after what Matt and Victor discussed in the previous episodes. So in this episode, Dave will analyze Father Fahey's book, which is called Secret Societies and the Kingship of Christ. So, as the title implies, today's episode is for all the conspiracy theorists, both Catholic and non-Catholic. We'll be talking about the major governmental, societal, and religious changes which have occurred throughout the once Christian West, leading up to the French Revolution until 1928, which is the publication date of this set of articles by Father Dennis Fahey. So, Dave, what would you like to start off with?
Right. Well, as mentioned in previous discussions, Father Fahey's central argument is that the world's disarray stems from rejecting Christ's divine order in favor of naturalism, that is, the denial of grace, revelation, and the Church's authority. Putting into action Pope Leo XIII's instructions given in Humanum Genus, which is, "We wish it to be your first rule of all to tear away the mask from Freemasonry, and let it be seen as it really is." In Secret Societies, Father Fahey, to use a modern idiom, brings the receipts, that is, the documentary evidence of the specific goals and actions of Freemasonry in furthering its agenda. Now, I must admit that at times, while reading Secret Societies, I became mildly panicked at the inroads being made by the malign forces at the highest levels of power, much of it out in the open. My next thought was to go and tell everyone about it, as every conspiracy theorist is tempted to do at one time or another. I needed to remind myself that the events documented in this book had already occurred 100 or more years ago. Since then, we have had the Second Vatican Council imposed upon Catholics, along with six antipopes, the most recent of which, Jorge Bergoglio, who was called to his judgment only a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and of course we've got Leo now. So is he the sixth or the seventh? I think he's the seventh.
Yeah,
wow. Well, it's interesting that you sort of had a bit of a panic reaction and then realized, oh, it's already happened. But I guess maybe you should be panicking even more by the fact that it's already happened. And it's interesting how Father Fahey called it out before it happened very accurately. So, to underline the near-complete success of the program of the modernists, we have a quote from the obituary written for Bergoglio by the Grand Lodge of Italy of ancient, free, and accepted Masons. What the heck? Known as ALAM, A-L-A-M. So let's hear this quote.
That's right. So, and I quote, the Italian Grand Lodge wishes to pay homage to the vision of Pope Francis, whose work deeply resonates with the principles of Freemasonry, that is, the centrality of the person, respect for the dignity of each individual, the construction of a community of solidarity, and the pursuit of the common good. Further, Pope Francis knew how to combine faith and reason, a faith capable of questioning, of welcoming doubt, and engaging in dialogue, which is also found in the Masonic initiatory method, founded on a path free from dogma, sustained by the incessant search for truth.
Wow. So here you've got Bergoglio, not just the first false pope. Well, he's the first false pope to have been officially lauded by the Freemasons, but it's when you're looking at that quote, it's like, okay, is this a false accusation? Like, is just because they're claiming that and lauding him, does it actually mean it's true? But then when you're looking at what they're saying, it sounds like Pope, no, whatever we call him, Frankie, could have been saying that himself. It's exactly the terminology that he uses, and his whole anti-papacy's work was exactly what he said. So it's a bit disturbing how out in the open it actually is. So.